almost finished. All we need now are the letters K and S. Jacob, can you tell us what the K is for, too? Please, Jacob.
Sorry, Chloe. I can't seem to remember what the K is for.
Come on, keep thinking.
Keep! That's it. The word for the letter K is keep.
That sounds sort of strange. Are you sure that's right? Do you remember the Bible verse that goes with that word?
No, but I do remember the verse was from the book of James. My brother's name is James, and he kept saying, "My name is in the Bible verse. My name is in the Bible verse." We couldn't keep him quiet.
You just said it again. You just said keep again.
You're right. I did.
Let's just look through the book of James and see if we find any verses with the word keep in them.
This is exciting. It's like we're solving a mystery or something.
Well, here's something. James 2:10 says,
"For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it."
I kind of remember that verse.
Okay, I'll just write it on the paper and we'll check it with Mrs. Torres. K is for keep.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's keep walking.
Chloe pointed at him and they all giggled as they walked to Mrs. Torres' house. God teaches us His laws in the Bible. God's law tells us what we should do and what we should not do. But we can never keep or obey the law perfectly. Only Jesus kept God's law perfectly. That is why He could take the punishment for our sin. Sins are the bad things we think, say, and do. We sin when we disobey God's laws.